Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me. I know just where you should be. And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shopping, Dominica, nigga, 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 nigga. You could be shopping and having fun shopping with your daughter or with your son. Shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place. Shopping and having fun. Bring Papa and Mama along. We cater to everyone. What a happy place, happy place. Oh, what a happy place. Purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. JP Mega. Best family shopping experience. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes. Helps. Every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes. Helps. Education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday. So be sure to tune in. Health vibes. Health vibes every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
St. Mary's chips, a chip for every occasion. Let's go where good things happen.
Craving a bite of something tasty but healthy? Then it's time to head to Jolly's Pharmacy and pick up some chips from St. Mary's. Cassava, banana, breadfruit or plantain chips, the choice is all yours. All ingredients are fresh from the farm and it's healthy. There's zero trans fat, no MSG and it's gluten-free. So when you're making those healthy choices, always choose St. Mary's. St. Mary's, where good things happen.
St. Mary's chips. A chip for every occasion, made with love in the Caribbean.
Distributed island-wide.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a beautiful Wednesday morning and we are here with you as usual on another episode of Jolly's Health Vibes. And of course, this morning, you know, as usual, we're going to have a discussion where health is always full of vibes. We have a special guest in studio this morning, and we're of course going to be having a nice discussion with that guest. But I am joined in studio by my co-host, Jacinta Fagan Defo. Of course, this is Trudy Christian. Good morning. Jacinta, good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning. How are you? How are our listeners doing and our guests? I'm still trying to settle down because it was a bit busy this morning in the pharmacy, so
yeah,
I had to rush across.
Yes, I can see. A busy morning, a busy morning. Yes, but of course, we are on, and our chief host, Mr. Carlton Lando, is not in studio with us this morning, but he is live. On the phone, waiting to give us some very important updates. Carlton, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Trudy and Jacinta, and you know, the Dominican public by extension, and all our listeners who are so committed to Health Vibes. We are so happy that you are with us this morning and you have chosen to be with us. Yes, I'm not in the studio this morning, but I will always find my way to filter information to you, as you know. Jacinta and Trudy, let me say that I was, you know, I know that you guys would have done an excellent job last week in my absence. I was on a short holiday. I am back at the office this morning, and I must say that if you were to see me, I look like a cookie. I've gotten brown, man.
Yes.
The sun on the island, it burnt me.
Carlton, and we know your vacation was lit, so it makes sense that you came back with sunburn and maybe with a lot of other things. But Carlton, I know you had a good time.
Yeah.
I did. It was a real good time, and I really want to you know, big up you guys for keeping, you know, the show alive and well, and ensuring that the content remains always relevant, and that's important. But truly, this morning, I really want to, again, sound the call that our 5K run is on this Saturday. It is our national 5K wellness run. This is an initiative of Joyless Pharmacy. It is one that was conceptualized in 2019. We did the first one, and it was an excellent, excellent endeavor. People really came and support the cause. And what we've done this year is to sort of broaden it a bit more. So this year, the run will begin at the Martha Kentrell Government School, mm-hmm. right under the almond tree that's out there, the big almond tree. We all can shelter there. The police will meet us there. The Red Cross will be there with us. We will have a hi-fi system from MAMS in Martha. Our staff will be there, and we will all begin that journey onto the Lindo Park. And guess what? We're not taking shortcuts. So we don't expect anybody to be trying to maybe pass up by the St. Alphonsus Church. We will be doing this in unison. And so we will all be, you know, heading to the south, going through Independence Street, all through by Portersville by ATS, and then taking up from the foot of Federation Drive by Magico. We will be running up or walking up or cycling up, whatever it is. We'll be cycling all the way to the Lindo Park, where we will meet, we'll have some refreshments, some light competition, some remarks, and of course, we always give a winner, the first, second, and third winner. And because an overseas company has sponsored the tokens, I will not get the cat out of the bag, but I will tell you it's one of our partners. We are their local agent from Dominica, and so they have come together and put some lovely packages for the first, second, and third winner. We're not doing this for a race to basically win something, but we're doing this to, one, sensitize the public on some of these chronic non-communicable diseases that are not just affecting us, but is killing us. And secondly, to raise money to help people who are afflicted with this condition, to help them, to support them. They might need to go overseas. They might need to do a fistula to be able to get dialyzed in St. Lucia. They might need to go overseas for further assessment. These foundations, when we donate money to them, they will help and support their members. So we are running for, one, the Ray Axter Foundation. That is a foundation that deals with matters of stroke. Mm-hmm. If you want to support that foundation, you'll be wearing the color red.
Right.
So once you're supporting stroke, thinking of high blood pressure, you're thinking of complications of stroke, red. If you're running for kidney failure or kidney disease, people on dialysis, you will be wearing the color orange. So personally, I will be running for kidney disease because I had a sister died of kidney cancer. So because of that, I am supporting that particular NGO, the Dominica Dialysis Association. I had a customer called Matt, asked for my number and donated $120 to the Lupus Foundation of Dominica. Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed. So even if you are overseas and you're hearing us, you can actually make a donation to PayPal. It's a clerk, A as in accounts, clerk at Jolly's, Jollys online.com. So once you have that email address, you can PayPal, you can say your name, My name is Sean Brown. I live in the United States, and I would like to make a donation. I can't be on the run, but I'd like to make a donation to the Dominican Dialysis Association of $80, whatever it is. So we've given you the latitude where you can still help these local agencies on Ireland that support these causes. And of course, we have the Lupus Foundation of Dominica. Yes. That caller is purple, mm-hmm. and that customer who sent the money, it's for lupus because he said his mother died of lupus and he has a sister, I think, who also succumbed to lupus. And so we love when people recognize the importance of supporting these types of causes. Note, if you are to participate in the run, we are not printing t-shirts this year because it was really taking a lot of the money that would want to donate. And it always says to you, you don't have to have a shirt that's printed. You don't have to. Once the shirt is in the corner that you want to be associated with, you can wear that shirt. Secondly, you must register. We want you to register. Why are you registering? You're registering, one, because you are basically documenting that I, Carlton Lando, ran on March 25 for dialysis or kidney problems. And my run is a minimum of $25. I'm paying my $25. When we get that list, we can tally and we can know who you ran for and make sure that your money went to that particular foundation or association. So I'm hoping that I'm explaining it as explicit as possible, that if you are overseas, you are home, you might be saying, well, I live in Montjuan, and I really cannot come down for the run. We're still saying to you, you can make that donation. You can call us. You can trust that you can give us your card information, and we can swipe that card, take up that $25 or $80, whatever. I also have a very nice lady from St. Joseph, Miss John, who gave me a check of $70 to the cause. And so people do come, and they will say, well, I can't come because of the day or because I have a skeletal muscular challenge. But I love what you guys are doing. I want to be part of it. I want to endorse it. And so I'm giving you a check, or I am coming across and I'm donating the money. We have very little time. And you will understand that an activity like that will cost money. We have to pay the Red Cross. They're not doing it for free. Thank God the police is doing it free of cost, and they've always supported us. So I want to say hats off to Mr. Officer Belgrove. I think I forgot his rank, but he has a high rank. Belgrove, I want to really thank him for, again, always supporting us. So we have the Dominic, we have to pay for the ambulance to be on the road trip. We want to thank Josephine Gabriel and Company Limited for always supporting, and they have supported us with the tropical water. You want that natural spring water while you run. And so they have sponsored, and they always come on board. So Jenny, Mrs. Gabriel, my good friend from Point Michelle, I just can't. You have always supported us. And our folks at the Republic Bank, David, Miss John, Mrs. John, and the crew, Mrs. Favre, these people, the Republic Bank, have always supported us as well. The WASCO have already pledged that they will give a donation as well to the cause. And so I want to thank the WASCO, Mr. Etinoff, Miss Ellis, Miss Boston, who is the financial controller there. We really want to thank them. And we really want to see as well, truly, some of our politicians. Politics these are the times when you want to be counted. It's not just about coming around my house during election and sitting down and eating a breakfast and telling me to vote for you. We want to see that you really, really, you are really concerned about this DNCD, and you are coming out. In Barbados, politicians come out and they run. In St. Lucia, they come out and they run. We want to see at least two of our politicians come out, on whatever side you are, come out and be counted. Participate, make a donation. either to the Ray Art Foundation, the Dominica Dialysis Association, the Lupus Foundation of Dominica, make a foundation, make a pledge. You want to write a check to Jolie, you can do that. We will ensure that the money gets to the organization. Again, the run is happening this Sunday. That is March
Saturday.
25 from, yes, Saturday, March 25 from 3:30 in the afternoon. We start in bang on time, and we are all in unison running for that cause. I know Trudy is going to be there. Trudy, I know you'll be walking because you have some challenges as well with your ankle, but you'll be walking. I hope you can bring Mom along, and you know, whatever distance she can always come on the truck if she can make all the entire thing. But bring her along with you. Jacinta always participate. So I know Jacinta will be on as
yes,
well.
Yes.
And we just want this to be open to all Dominicans. The same way we can rally for the cancer walk, mm-hmm. we can rally for Juve morning, we can get up from our beds very exactly. early. We can rally for a common cause, and these are very, very important causes. So we want you to remember the date, that is March 25, and where are we going? Where are we assembling? At the Massa Kempfield Government Schoolyard, right there
by
under
the
almond tree.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be running, walking, jogging, whatever it is. I know that the Dominica Cycling Association, Ronald Charles, I think they said that they will be with their bicycles because that is their sport, and they will be participating as well. And so they might be added to charity for many of us who will be participating. So we want you to participate. There will be music to give you some energy while you run. And so come on board. Again, if you reside overseas, and you really want you might want to contact me. My number is 285, that is 285-3770. My number again, 285-3770. You may want to contact me direct. You may want to give me that information. I am also on WhatsApp, and you can pass that information, and you can see, well, listen, I have heard you, Carlton. I have listen to your passion for these causes, and I want to be counted. Even if I live in Nebraska, even if I live in China, I live in Bangkok, I want to be counted, and so therefore, kindly put down my name, and I will align your money to that particular cause. Mm-hmm. Are we there?
Yes.
All right. So, again, it was my pleasure. Sure. Hyping up the 5K run that right. is happening on Saturday. The rest of the show will go on. I am just catching up with a lot of work here. So truly, and Jacinta, thank you so much for giving me the platform and the opportunity
yes.
to do this.
Yes, of course, Carlton, and as only you can, I know, you know, the listeners are now definitely on board with the 5K run. I had made an error and said a 5K walk. I so know if I do it is a walk and it's not a run for me. But anyway, I know the listeners are now very much on board
yes.
and ready to support the different causes that will be being supported at this 5K run, Saturday, March 25th. Carlton, thank you.
Thank you
so much.
And you will be back next week, right?
Definitely. Yeah,
of course. All right. Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Yes, Jacinta. So, Carlton, you know, said it all. Mm-hmm. And I do hope that we have great support on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. for the 5K run. For the 5K run. Yes. So, this morning, we do have a guest in studio. We're going to be, and this guest has been on Health Vibes before. And is returning this morning. And the conversation the last time was very, very, very interesting. So I know it is going to be interesting today as well. And before I introduce him, I'm going to just take a quick break. Let me just keep the suspense up. If you're looking at us live on Facebook, you already know who the guest is. But if you're not, you know, we're going to introduce our guest and our topic right after these messages.
Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me. I know just where you should be. And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shopping Dominica.
Bring Papa and Mama along. We cater to everyone. What a happy place, happy place.
Oh, what a happy place. Purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. JP Mega. Best family shopping experience. Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes. Helps. Every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes. Helps. Education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday. So be sure to tune in. Health vibes. Health vibes every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30.
Health vibes.
Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
And we are back here on Health Vibes this morning. And as I promised, we have a very interesting discussion lined up. This morning, we are joined in studio by Dr. Shannon John, who is a dentist. He joined us a few weeks ago, and we had a very interesting discussion on oral health, on those teeth of ours and our mouths in general, and how to keep them healthy. This week, on Monday, was Oral Health Day, the 20th of March. And so Dr. John has decided to join us again, has agreed to join us again to talk to us a bit about Oral Health Day, what went on for Oral Health Day, what is planned in terms of, you know, oral health and the awareness that I know he's very involved in. So Dr. John, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back, Trudy. Thank you for having me back, Jacinta. Yes. Morning, Slim. Good morning, listeners and viewers of Facebook. Special good morning to the dental team. I know they're listening, Lainey, Ms. Valmore, Ms. Webb, and all the staff over at Roseau Dental. Good morning to all. A special, special good morning to Dr. Idalyn John. Today is her birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday, Doc.
She's not listening, no, she's at a workshop, but I'm pretty sure she'll go back and look at it. So
yes.
Happy birthday, mommy.
Yeah, happy birthday to your mom.
Yes,
all right.
Nice.
So it's a special day for you. I mean, if your mom wasn't born, you wouldn't be here. So
it's
a special day for you as well. So, yes, Dr. John, tell us a bit about what has been going on. Mm-hmm. I know you said the Roseau Health team is locked on. What have you all been up to in celebration or in support of Oral Health Day, which was this week?
Okay, so this week, Oral Health Day was just slightly different from what we do every day anyway.
Mm.
So we took a little less attention from the clinical aspect of things and we started doing a little bit of promotion.
Mm-hmm.
So we decorated the entire clinic with a lot of paraphernalia for related to oral health. But our highlight of the day, we visited Chancellor's on Monday afternoon.
Okay.
Where we had a discussion with the children. We got a feel for, you know, what their knowledge was in terms of oral health. We showed them how to brush. Because you think that, you know, everybody knows how to brush, but we did the demonstration, and
right.
It's a good thing because while I was doing the demonstration, this little boy, maybe teasing me,
mm-hmm.
he was teasing me with his old method, you know,
mm-hmm.
scrubbing his teeth like so and all over the place. And so we had to, there was kind of a re-education for the children. We started the clinic that morning as well with a health talk,
mm-hmm.
Encouraging the patients that were there at the time. So you know, start taking better care of their health.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, basically the theme is be proud of your mouth for a lifetime of smiles. So we center in our programs and discussions around that.
Be proud of your mouth for a lifetime of smiles.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes.
Yes. And, well, more focus as well on the age aspect of it.
Okay.
You know, last time I mentioned, you start taking care of your teeth from before you even have a single tooth in your mouth, you know, until elderly age. And that is our focus this year, where it's been for the past 3 years. The theme is the same from 2021 to now. It's a 3-year series at the International Dental Federation kicked off in 2021. So we're continuing that theme, trying to get that promotion out there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because of COVID or anything. It was actually started off as a three-year project. Yes.
Okay.
This is the last year for this theme, and we're going to try and get as much information out there as possible. So it's more promotion, and talking to the people and getting them aware of the oral health.
I wanted to ask you, so in all the activities that you mentioned, the visit to Chances and so on, and also just in general, what do you see or what do you encounter as maybe the biggest problem or the biggest lack of information that people have or misconception that people have about their oral health? What do you find all the time that, you know, strikes you as, yeah, we need to make sure people are more aware of this particular thing?
Well, incidentally, just yesterday, there's a close friend of mine, as a matter of fact, she came to the clinic to extract her tooth, and I was trying to encourage her to save it. Mm-hmm. Basically, the largest misconception that a lot of people have these days is that they can just simply extract a tooth and later on in life they put dentures. Or because it's a back tooth, it's not that different, they can extract it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, apart from dental caries, this is a fact, by the way, apart from dental caries being the largest or the most common health disease, or the most common health disease in the world, people just don't seem to care that much about fixing teeth because they know the option of removing and replacing is there. Being proud of your mouth is the opposite of that idea. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you're born, you're supposed to have at least 28 teeth by adulthood. Mm-hmm. If you have your wisdom teeth, you have 32.
32.
If you are proud of your mouth, you want to keep it how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, it's not Dominican alone, it's worldwide. Many people just feel like it's not that important to save a tooth. Maybe because of cost, because of fear of the dentist, fear of pain, because they maybe feel like if you fill a tooth, it's supposed to come out. I've heard that many times in the past few weeks that children have grown up, or people have grown up thinking that once a tooth has a problem or cavity, it's to be extracted. One man looked at me and told me blatantly that was his conception of life.
Really?
Yeah, and I quote, if I can quote him properly, he's like, "Doc, so you might have a cavity, not to take out then." And me knowing better, I don't want to make him feel away in the clinic, but so I had to calm down. And because it's frustrating to hear these things.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's frustrating to hear that idea of your mouth, because this is a passion we as dentists have, you know, saving your mouth, saving your smile.
Yes. And it's surprising to me it's not surprising because I see a lot of people with missing teeth, and I see a lot of people, I don't know, I feel it's a local issue, but I see a lot of people even with front teeth
missing.
But for me, I never felt like this is an option. Like, I honestly, you know, have a great respect for my teeth and wanting to keep all of them in there. And I really didn't know that it was a common thing for people to not care about losing a tooth.
Yeah,
I thought they would lose it and you know, and feel bad.
Unfortunately, it's not. It's more common than you think.
Exactly. But like you said, the aim should be to
preserve
your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would know more than we have. But we know that there are so many high methods or levels of intervention where you can just insert a new tooth per se, or they are gold plated. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, other
all
tools,
those, yeah,
right? So I guess people are aware, they have access, you know, to those new inventions, that it's easier to say, okay, it'll be replaced very easily, but it costs money and it's time. I mean, just prevention is always better than
cure.
You cannot stress this enough.
Exactly.
So it's not just about, okay, I can have some type of intervention to replace it, but there's also pain. I guess certain procedures
are painful as well,
and like I said, the financial aspect of it. So if from a very young age, you spoke on our last show, from babies. Mm-hmm. Parents take their children in for regular checkups, they spot cavities at a very early age or stage, and you know they are treated correctly, then by the time you reach adulthood, you are educated properly, mm-hmm. you are used to your regular dental checkups, and your mm-hmm. cleaning methods would be on point because of your frequent visits, exactly. you would have been educated properly, you know. So it's a wonderful line of positive domino effects.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, the education has started, well, the health promotion for oral health started back in the 70s when the schools program was introduced.
Oh, nice.
I wasn't even a thought at the time, but mm-hmm. it started back then, and it is very little excuse to make for lack of information today. Mm-hmm. Even if maybe back then we didn't have enough therapists or dentists to go to every single school, but today there is information is at our fingertips.
Of course.
Right.
We're here on this program now, the word is getting out. If you have a question or anything you have a doubt in, you can just simply type it on your phone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The information is there, so it's not even so much the information anymore. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a culture that we need to change, and you need to start individually. And sometimes what works in what I've seen so far, when you instill a larger fear in the mind mm-hmm. of a patient, they sometimes consider the fear of a dentist as not so great. All right, the first thing a patient will tell you, as soon as they sit in the chair, boy, doc, I don't like dentists, you know. Oh, boy, doc, I freak dentists, you know. Mm.
It's going to hurt.
No, yeah, it's going to hurt, or you have to inject me, or I come to take out the tooth, and you ask them why. Well, because it have a hole, you understand? The education is there, yes, but a lot of people, they're afraid of the treatment phase.
The process, okay.
The process. So my thing is, I try to, it's not making them fearful of something else, you know, but it you know, you change that perspective of theirs. So
when we talk about oral health, you mentioned dental caries, cavities mm-hmm. being one of the yeah. biggest issues. What else is
the biggest?
The biggest.
According to the Dental biggest. Federation, the International Dental Federation.
Right.
Yeah,
dental caries, the biggest.
The biggest health problem in the world.
Okay.
Or the most common, not biggest, the most common.
Okay.
Yeah,
the biggest health problem?
Most
common health problem, meaning total health or oral health?
No, total health.
Wow.
The most common disease in the world is cavities.
Wow. So I honestly, because you said that at first, and I'm thinking biggest oral health issue. I didn't think biggest overall health. So it's the biggest overall health.
You're not saying biggest because you can't compare a cavity to a cancer.
Right. Okay. So in terms of
people with cavities than you have with cancer.
Okay. Okay.
So most common.
Most common.
Yeah. Common. Ah. So what else? But what else can happen in terms of oral health? What are the other issues that you would see as it relates to people's oral health?
Right, so now you have the second most common oral health problem. So we've seen oral health now. The second most common one is gingivitis and associated periodontal disease.
Okay.
Gingivitis is usually mainly related to bad hygiene.
Okay.
Insufficient brushing, the kinds of foods that you consume, and it's inadequate health. We're taking care of your health, basically. All right, that's the second most common thing, and gingivitis then leads to periodontitis, where uh-huh. you lose tissue. You start losing gum, you start losing bone, the underlying bone that holds the teeth in place, and then you have the shaky teeth, and you start losing teeth.
So, doc, tell us, because you know we should know any itis is inflammation.
Yes,
that's the itis is inflammation.
Right.
But tell us specifically what is gingivitis, because it's something I don't think we spent a lot of time speaking on the last program that we had, but you now mentioning it as the second most common. What exactly is gingivitis?
Right, so gingivitis is basically can be general or local. The local meaning one or two sectors of your gum, or general the entire mouth. It's an inflammation of the gum that is specifically related to plaque buildup and bacteria in the area.
Okay.
Because the gum can inflame for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where there is an abscess or some drug-related inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
But gingivitis is specifically related to bacteria and an unclean oral cavity.
Mm-hmm.
It comes bleed easily. Some people might tell you, "Doc, when I brush, my gums bleed." Mm-hmm. I don't brush very hard, but my gums just bleed. And then you do an investigation and you notice one area is very swollen because there's a lot of plaque under there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we can't really speak about gingivitis without touching on plaque. What is plaque is, it's a natural film, a natural white film that it occurs naturally in the mouth and stays on the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mouth is so full of bacteria, when that bacteria combines with saliva, air, and maybe whatever you eat, it forms a white film on top of the teeth. If it's not treated, it starts to change color, it gets thicker. You know what we call cheese?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff traditionally called cheese on the teeth,
mm-hmm.
That's the plaque. Okay, so there you have the yellow plaque, then you have the very white ones, and you have green, you have different colors.
Green. Depending on
the, colors of the rainbow.
You have different colors based on diet and environment.
Okay.
And that bacteria is what causes the inflammation. What
of the
is
gums.
It? It ruptures the capillaries of the gums, because the gum is a very soft tissue, mainly formed by capillaries and other connective tissue.
Mm-hmm.
The bacteria ruptures those capillaries. The connective tissue holds that leaking blood in there, and the gums become swollen.
Mm-hmm.
So any shift of the gum, if you floss, if you brush, sometimes simply eating, if it rubs against the gum too much, you start to bleed.
Okay.
Because it's a disturbed area.
Okay.
So that's what gingivitis is.
Okay. And then you're saying it leads to periodontitis.
And if left untreated, it becomes chronic.
Uh-huh.
The plaque now stays trapped underneath that swollen gum. Because your toothbrush cannot get it out. No. If the gum swells over that plaque, the plaque stays, it becomes hard. That's when you start calling it calculus.
Yeah.
That calculus stays there and makes a home on the connective tissue below, which is the bone. Because the teeth are inserted in bone. That calculus stays there and the bacteria in it continues its work, eating away at the tissue that's there. So then you start losing bone, and that's when people come and they say, "Well, Doc, look, that teeth shaking, I come to take it out." You look at the tooth, there's not a single cavity on the tooth.
Whoa.
It's a perfectly good tooth, but it has nothing holding it together because of all that plaque that stayed under the gum for years.
Okay.
That's why we recommend it cleaning every 6 months because plaque forms on your teeth after minutes. You brush your teeth, 5 minutes later, there's plaque. Okay, so we ask you to brush your teeth twice a day, minimum, because every 12 hours is a good time for controlling plaque.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it every 4 hours, even better. That's ideal. But every 12 hours gives you enough time to fight against those factors of gingivitis and periodontitis. Every 6 months, you expect that maybe you might miss a sport or there might be some plaque buildup that you might need to get out mechanically or professionally. That's where we come in as a dentist. And then doing that cleaning every 6 months helps you to prevent the gingivitis we just spoke about and the periodontitis. So these are important things to know, okay? Before we even go too far, there's an interesting thing I learned recently. The oral health day is on the 20th because of the number 20 being so significant to dentistry, right? We know after 3 months, children are supposed to have 20 teeth in their mouth. However, for an elderly adult to be considered healthy orally, they must also have 20 remaining teeth.
Okay.
That is not something you find often with a lot of our elders here.
Mm.
Because by the time they've gotten to 60, the periodontitis has set in, or maybe as a child they decide, okay, there's a cavity, they extract it. But the teeth loss is a very big thing for us, right? So that's something we should have at the back of your mind.
So
yes, you can lose teeth as time goes by, but if you're remaining with less than 20 at the end of 60, 65, 70 years, something was wrong,
of course,
in your oral health care. And that's where periodontitis is very, very, very hurtful in our society.
I want to stress on the point you made that if someone notices something is wrong in the oral cavity, so the bleeding of the gums, the shaking of the teeth, inflammation, pain,
mm-hmm.
that they don't wait to come in to have it checked. I mean, the regular visits would catch something mm-hmm. very early in yes. stages. But we've had instances at the pharmacy, and I think I mentioned it on our previous
yes,
show,
did.
That customers come in, hey, I have a toothache, I have a tooth, you know, that is shaking, or a cavity, give me some painkillers. You understand? Mm-hmm. Or they resort to over-the-counter options, clove oil or Bonjela mm-hmm. and so forth, just to get that temporary relief. Mm-hmm. But then as we advise them, you don't know what's the root cause
exactly.
of your bleeding, of your pain, of your discomfort.
Come in and check
and
it
I,
out.
And I don't know, again, it's the fear of going, but left untreated for too long can result in more serious complications.
It can, yes.
We have a call on the line. Let's take this call. Caller, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Great topic as usual. You all always doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thank yeah, you, I would like to, I'm pretty interested that he brought up the fact that if you would be able to save a tooth rather than extracting it. Because a few years ago, I had the same issue where I could have saved a tooth in the back, and I just felt because it was in the back, mm-hmm. I extracted it instead. And now my dentist is telling me I have to do an implant because what's going to happen as I start to get older,
mm-hmm.
my teeth is going to start to move and create unwanted space,
mm-hmm.
spacing of the teeth. And then a question I had for the dentist is how important and how much emphasis does he put on flossing and educating on flossing? Because I think that's one of the key issues. A lot of people have not flossing enough.
Mm-hmm.
As for me, when I started flossing years ago and I used to bleed a little bit, I thought, well, when it started to bleed, I stopped flossing, not mm-hmm. knowing that you had to floss until you stop bleeding. Because eventually when you floss every day, the bleeding stops. So I'm listening. Great topic.
Thank you. Yes, so the importance of flossing.
Yes, I had to mention it. Thank you, caller, for that reminder. Because apart from the brushing with the fluoridated toothpaste, you need to floss. That is what's going to get the plaque out from between your teeth and under the gum most times. So yes, flossing is important. However, be very careful with the bleeding when you floss. Okay. If you notice you're bleeding, you're concerned about it, come in to your dentist. Find a professional opinion. Get a checkup just to make sure that you're not damaging the gum, one. Two, is not gingivitis setting in, because sometimes the floss alone is not going to remove the hard buildup that might be underneath the gum. Because floss is a string. It's nylon, yes, but it's stringy. And I've seen floss get cut during the procedure. So yes, flossing is important. You must floss daily. It's a very important part of your oral hygiene. There are different options. You can use the spools of floss. I wish Jacinta had brought some samples this time around. Or you can use the floss picks, which I use personally, because they are easier to manage, easier to handle, and there's a lot less damage being done. Flossing is very important. It's interesting that the caller mentioned what his dentist told him. That is something I usually have to let people know when they opt for extraction. Remember how I was saying a while ago that I try to replace the fear with something else? That is one of the factors I use. You extract one tooth, what happens is the bone where the tooth used to be, it atrophies or it shrinks. So if you think of the bone as a muscle, if you use your muscles every day, you build muscle or you keep them toned. Right, you stop exercising that muscle, it shrinks. The gym buffs would know that as soon as you stop working out, you lose your gains.
Mm-hmm.
Any athlete would know the day you stop working out, the day you stop exercising, the day you stop walking, you lose muscle tone, you lose body mass. The same thing happens to the bone. The same thing happens in your mouth. As soon as you stop using that bone where the tooth was, it shrinks. because the bone is what the tooth, sorry, is what transmits force onto the bone. Right? Is a there's an element of physics there.
Mm-hmm.
You chew, the tooth absorbs force and transmits to the bone, and the bone stays strong. As a lot of people from the countryside who always, you know, they had provisions, they fake their dashing, and so on. They have stronger bone structure.
And is that why people too say the cane, like the old time chewing of that cane, is strengthening the teeth as well?
It does. It strengthens the bone, not so much the tooth. It strengthens the bone. And I've had the experience of having to extract teeth from mouths of people like that. And I will tell you, it is a task.
It's hard.
Wow.
It is a task.
The tugging and pulling.
Tugging, pulling, and you break a sweat. Most.
Wow.
You break a sweat because the bone is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you stop using that bone, because there's no tooth in the area, the bone shrinks. And what will happen subsequently is that the teeth alongside, they start coming closer together.
To fill in that space.
Okay. Exactly, to fill in that space. The next thing, the opposite teeth, so let's say you extract a bottom tooth, the tooth at the top is going to start coming downward, looking for contact.
Ah.
Because there is something called it's like a parallelogram. Think of a square. I wish I could draw it, because I like to illustrate things.
Mm.
But the forces in your mouth supposed to make a square, right? Up, down, left and right. You remove one of the sides of the square,
you disrupt the forces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's what happens. If you remove the bottom portion of that square, the top will start to come down, looking to balance of that equation.
Okay.
So that's going to happen. Then people start saying, boy, they feel a lot more sensitive in their teeth because now the necks of the tooth are exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot more consequences to extracting the tooth and trying to save them. It might cost maybe a couple extra $100 more on your budget this month, but it will save you a lot of discomfort in the future.
Mm-hmm. I see we have a caller. Let's take this call. Caller, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Morning to all.
Good morning.
Yes, I think, let me say something about, I'm a senior citizen now, and I bless the day that I did root canal, because I think I have a great deal of teeth in my mouth right now. Because when you used to go to the dentist before, they would educate you and tell you know that the teeth inside of your mouth, best you save it than to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when you remove it, at my age right now, my face would be different. But a lot of people usually meet me and tell me, oh, you look the same and whatever, because you know when you extract teeth, it changes your facial, help me out.
Structure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, at that time, root canal, I think, was around $400. I don't know what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors used to do it by phases. You do something, you go home, and you come back in the next 2 weeks. And it was a pleasure for me. I think I did around 4 root canals. And my teeth is in my mouth still, and I have no pain, nothing. And I bless that day I used to do root canal. Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. Yes. So interesting. I wanted to ask, though, apart from, so you spoke very, very nicely about the balancing of the forces, you know, and the teeth, if they're removed, how that kind of is disrupted. What else, apart from the spacing that may occur if a tooth is removed, and the lack of the balance of the forces, the caller spoke about facial structure. Is there anything else? What about chewing capability?
Yep.
You know, what are the other negatives of not having your full complement of teeth?
So let's backtrack slightly. So I should have mentioned as we started. The functions of the mouth are to chew, to speak, to smile. Those are the three main functions. There's one more. But there's chewing, phonetics, cosmetics, or aesthetics, and the other one will come to me in a little bit.
Okay.
But the mastication or the chewing is one of the more common ones. A lot of people focus on the cosmetics, the aesthetics. So you heard the guy said he extracted a back tooth because he thought it was at the back.
Mm-hmm.
But your back teeth are your most important chewing teeth.
Of course.
So what that does for the comrade here is that he extracted that and he's not chewing as he should. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's like you have one less grinder.
Exactly.
The food is going to be broken down a lot slower, a lot less effectively. And when it gets to your stomach has more work to do to digest it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have problems like indigestion. Then you have problems like all kind of gastrointestinal problems.
Mm-hmm.
You have constipation. So you see how one extraction can affect your entire
domino
body.
Domino effect, yeah.
So the oral cavity, the mouth, listeners, is the gateway to the rest of your body. So a healthy mouth will always translate into a healthy body.
Mm-hmm.
You extract one tooth, you're one tooth less healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, if we start to think of it like that, I think we can start shifting the culture a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't, for you lose a front tooth, you are less happy, right? You smile a lot less.
That's what I think.
That psychological and emotional health is affected. You move a tooth at the back or two teeth at the back, you chew differently, you speak differently,
mm-hmm.
your face starts to shrink and you look different than if you had kept all your teeth in your mouth. So there are repercussions to a negative oral health or poor oral cavity.
Right, and you know, there's something called defect in speech.
Yeah,
you know,
phonetics.
Phonetics
is your function.
Right, so if imagine someone losing one, two, three front teeth, just pronouncing properly,
yes.
that's going to be a problem. And it can interfere with your self-confidence as
it
well.
It does.
So let's say you're looking for a promotion or you want to be in a job where you deal with customers on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to smile confidently, you understand? So that's one less thing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have dental problems, yellowing of your teeth or missing a few teeth, you aren't able to speak properly, you kind of closing your mouth while you speak just to prevent
exactly.
you know, who you're interacting with to view your teeth,
it's
that's
different.
Going to be a problem. It's going to affect your self-esteem as well.
Yeah, you affect your brand. If you look at yourself as a product, you affect your own brand, your own personal brand. Even when you replace your front teeth, the dentures don't sound as nice as if you had your natural teeth. That's why when we replace teeth, especially front ones, we ask the patients to leave it in your mouth for a week without taking it out. We do a few tests before, so we ask you to Mama, Papa, Mississippi. We listen to how it sounds. Then we ask you to leave those dentures in for a week without removing, let it adapt to your mouth.
Mm.
And if the patient doesn't sound clear and crisp with those teeth, sometimes they have to be redone.
Mm-hmm.
So extracting teeth is never the best option. Mm-hmm. There are some cases it is the only option, where teeth cannot be safe for whatever reason, because there are people who suffer dental issues because of something else, not because of bad lifestyle, but they have a hormonal condition, mm-hmm. or they have underlying medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are people with gastrointestinal problems from birth that have affected their teeth as they grew up. There are people who've had to take antibiotics or certain medications from birth or from childhood that have affected the teeth and weakened the teeth.
Yes.
There are people who do not absorb and process calcium as well as others do. It's not their fault.
So
there are cases where you have to help them, you understand? But those are the exceptions.
Okay.
There are no real reasons for wanting to extract your teeth. There are excuses, but reasons, there are no justifiable reasons for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to go through a bit, well, two things, but I'll hit the second thing in a minute. But the lifespan of oral health.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I saw a video about a baby, a parent, and cleaning the oral cavity of the baby. People commenting on the milk, appearance of milk stain on the tongue. And how it's, you know, how the mouth of the baby should be cleaned. So I just wanted to know from you, In terms of the oral health lifespan, what should a parent of a newborn be thinking as it relates to oral health? Progressing to childhood, adolescence, adulthood, and then finally the seniors.
Excellent. So from the time your child is born and is consuming milk, it's the responsibility of the parent to start cleaning that child's mouth. Now, clearly, you wouldn't use your toothbrush on a newborn, but you can use a clean, warm, soft rag, just water, and clean out the child's mouth after they breastfeed, after they drink milk.
After each feeding?
After each feeding. Because leaving the sugar in there, even if there are no teeth, it can cause infection. Right? Wow. Another nice fact that I read up recently is that in the absence of sugar and acid, there are no cavities.
Right.
So cavities are caused mainly, solely, by excess sugar and excess acid acting on the teeth. And even without teeth, the same bacteria works in the mouth. Okay? So you have to start cleaning those babies' mouths even before they have teeth. Some children are born with teeth, and some take months to develop their first one. But from the time you see that first tooth, that's when you start brushing that tooth. But you have already started the process with the warm rags, which the child is now accustomed, and you start cleaning that tooth. It's every day, twice to three times a day. And then the child grows more teeth. By the time he or she is 3 years old, there are 20 teeth in the mouth. That's where you now have to brush for that child every day, twice a day, until some therapists will tell you until the child is 10 years. However, you can teach them as they go along.
How to brush.
From the time the child is 3, you teach them how to hold your toothbrush, how to brush, to make sure not to miss any spots, to brush their tongue, especially at night. The parents are supposed to brush for them. There are times where you can just leave them to do it on their own, but before they go to bed, you brush for them. So that's what the parent's job is, to make sure the child is properly cared for. Just like you care for everything else, you wake up, you brush your child's hair every day. Why not brush their teeth in the same, with the same vigor and the same excitement? You understand? You clothe the child, you put the nicest clothes on your child throughout their childhood until they're adolescents or even adults. Why not place that same emphasis on their oral health care? I know some parents taking their children for pedicures and manicures at a very young age. Why not place that same emphasis on the inside of their mouth? So you see, it's where we place our priorities. The education is there, and the enthusiasm of being healthy is there. But we sometimes forget that the mouth is one of the most important places to look after. Because look at how many different consequences we just highlighted. And that's just the surface. How many consequences we just highlighted due to a poor oral health. So the children are supposed to be taken care of from birth until they can properly do it on their own responsibly.
Okay.
So you mentioned there are no cavities without sugar and what's the other item?
Acid.
And acid, right. Which means we have to look at our diet.
We do.
So we are in the country, region, and of course the rest of the world, which consume large amounts of sugar, sugary foods and drinks, carbohydrates, etc., sugary drinks, alcohol, smoking,
tobacco,
right? And if we do not apply those oral health practices along with such poor diet, then we are at higher risk for gingivitis, dental caries, and other negative health benefits. You mentioned some already. Indigestion, acid reflux, but there are others. Heart disease and stroke, I'll just name a few. Respiratory illnesses, diabetes, dementia, pregnancy complications, cancer, kidney disease, arthritis, infertility. And I'm sure the list goes on.
It goes on.
Those are just some. And you wonder,
every single thing is affected.
Right. So you wonder, how does my oral health affect all of those or contribute to what I just listed? But the bacteria and the oral diseases, they can infiltrate into the bloodstream and in effect continue to go. So
let's think about it for a moment, right? Let's say a patient were to go to George to see if their heart pain. Say, okay, yes, they have a heart problem, mm-hmm, and you give them an aspirin to take. Where's the first place you administer it?
Orally.
They must swallow it.
Or we instead of swallowing it, the fastest place, we put it under the tongue.
Oh, mm-hmm, right. Oh, yes. Right. Yes, because they have heart pains, right?
Under the tongue is the fastest way to get into the bloodstream.
Mm. Okay.
That's right? True. And IV as well. But
and IV. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, IV, but then you have to go to the hospital. They have to set up the drips.
Okay, talking about mm-hmm. Okay.
We're talking about an emergency situation.
Yes, mm-hmm, yes.
Keeping unbalanced and unhealthy bacteria in your mouth constantly does the same thing, mm-hmm, as if you were to just pop a baby aspirin under your tongue and you have results in what, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So think of that same aspirin effect happening day after day for 5 years. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of bacteria in your bloodstream, yep, that doesn't always get excreted.
Exactly.
So all these diseases that we've just listed are strictly linked to that one area of focus. We also have the indigestion that you spoke about, that you cannot chew, you cannot, you know, eat properly as you should. If you cannot feed yourself well, your body cannot fight off any kind of disease, or your body is not healthy, basically. So we have to sit down and realize the connection that our mouth has with the rest of our body. And our habits, the tobacco use, not just leads to lung cancer, but oral cancer is a thing as well.
Exactly.
In the Caribbean, that's a major fact. Just in Cuba, we studied Cuba, I think, was, when I finished studying, they were number 4 in terms of statistics for oral cancer. And that's a country with a habit of smoking. Almost everybody smokes in Cuba. Heavy tobacco users. Mm-hmm. Tobacco use combined with alcohol is a recipe for disaster. So at the end of the day, our habits, dietary or otherwise, are essential to our overall health. It starts at the mouth, yes, but we have to really think of how we're taking care of our bodies.
So much goes into this whole discussion. Like, there are so many different aspects of this discussion. Speaking about overall health is one thing, and something different on a different level, we kind of touched on it in the last show and I wanted to bring it back up, is the cosmetic aspect. And you mentioned that as one of the functions, mm-hmm, of the mouth, the aesthetics.
The aesthetic.
Right. The cosmetic dentistry is something that we kind of touched on in the last time, and I wanted to bring it back up in this show. The importance, I would say, of cosmetic dentistry. How important is it? If somebody has issues with overcrowding of, mm-hmm, of teeth, or excess spacing of teeth, or poor alignment of teeth, yes, we think in aesthetics, but is it important for other reasons to cosmetically change the teeth pattern?
Well, yeah, the patient usually see the surface. So when we choose a procedure, or when a patient chooses to do something, it's mainly because they don't like how it makes them look, or they don't like how it makes them feel.
Okay.
All right. So if they're in pain, or they cannot smile properly. Whereas the dentist, we know a little deeper. So in terms of the overcrowding, yes, it diminishes the aesthetic, but also the teeth being so close together, the crowding is also a home for food and plaque to form. For food to decompose and plaque to form, and then you have cavities forming in those teeth that you cannot get. Like, we haven't got any instrument that you can safely go in and clean that out without probably affecting another tooth, or without affecting the gum. Yeah. So it's usually very difficult to treat dental problems in overcrowded teeth. Mm-hmm. So apart from the aesthetics, doing a prophylactic extraction, which is the extraction of an extra tooth or a tooth that is not in line, mm-hmm, has other benefits besides the aesthetic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In terms of cosmetic dentistry, yes, everyone likes a nice smile. But we must remember to not use that as the substitute for health care.
Proper health.
Yeah.
Yes, we have toothpaste that can maybe remove stains after smoking for many years? Probably not. But we would like to think so, right?
It's good to be hopeful.
It's good to be hopeful. But okay, fine. A smoker might come in for a cleaning after years and years and years of smoking. They remove all these stains, then they decide to switch over to maybe a charcoal toothpaste, a toothpaste with activated charcoal. That's the more popular option for whitening. But they keep smoking. What now do you expect to happen? The toothpaste is not going to prevent the tobacco from staining your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the stains you have to worry about. Tobacco in itself is bad for your health. It's bad for your gums. The heat of the tobacco alone changes the nature of your gums.
Mm.
Makes it tougher, harder to clean, easier to trap plaque and bacteria. Makes the gum sticky, makes the teeth sticky, and plaque stays right there. Food stays right there. So cosmetic dentistry is never the last solution. Yes, it's nice to have these things, but as dentists, whenever we do a cosmetic procedure, it's because everything else has already been done in the patient's mouth.
Okay.
Right?
So last resort.
Not last resort, you know. It's part of the treatment plan.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else must be done. So, for example, if anybody were to go and get dentures or braces done, they must go to basic to a general dentist first to take care of all cavities, to take care of any sign of gingivitis, to remove any bad teeth that might be there that need to be extracted. And then you start considering implants, dentures, braces, and all the other cosmetic things that we know of. Because those things belong to a group of dentistry called tertiary care, or secondary and then tertiary care, all right? Where we are in Dominica, we are still at primary healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So our job at primary healthcare is to promote, prevent, and treat all the dental health problems that we know of commonly. Then we go to secondary healthcare where we do the braces, we do prosthetics, bridges, crowns. And if someone needs implants, that's tertiary care. We surgically place
implant
teeth. You know, you screw them into the bone. So that's not tertiary level of healthcare.
Upper level.
That's upper level.
Okay.
But all these things, they are happening phases. In primary healthcare, which is what we're trying to focus on with oral health day and all its activities, is to promote healthcare, to prevent the diseases, and then to treat the diseases that no appear. That is our job. So we must always remember the cosmetic is not a replacement.
Okay.
It's not a replacement for your primary healthcare.
Okay.
It should never be seen as that.
Doc, you mentioned the negatives maybe of overcrowding. Any negatives of excess spacing?
Yes, they do the same thing.
Okay.
Because the diastema, as they are called, the spacing of teeth, those are homes for bacteria and for food as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially the front ones, you normally when I do a cleaning, If I see any patient with a diastema or space teeth, the first place I go to clean it are in those spots.
Area.
And you usually find a lot of built up plaque, usually a lot of hard plaque in that area. That, because the toothbrush will not get in between there. Unless you take floss and remove plaque and remove food, the toothbrush is not going to pass there. You think you're brushing, you think you're getting clean, but there are those always small spaces that you cannot get into.
What about those?
Interesting.
I think I brought it the last time, where those with dentures use them to get in between. Can you use
picks?
Them? Not the picks. It has it.
Like the bridge cleaners. I know. I can't remember the name for it now. But they have a pick with some bristles on it.
Little bristles.
Right.
Yes.
Can you use those, or would you recommend individuals using those instead of the regular floss?
No.
No.
No. If you have the space for it, then fine.
Okay.
But a lot of the time, patients go and create spaces between their teeth.
Okay.
Using like pushing that. Those things
yes.
in.
Okay, it causes the same damage as using a toothpick. And in the dental department, I know we've been advocates against using toothpicks. Those picks are for hard structures. Because if you look at the structure of that apparatus carefully, it's not soft.
It's
not
very
small. It's very sharp. It's a piece of it almost looks like a bottle cleaner.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That can damage your gums. So if you have the space, if you know you have big spaces in between your teeth, then fine.
Mm.
But if you don't have the space, use floss. Because
right.
compared to floss, that is a very large instrument.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That what you said is very interesting about the diastemas, the spaces, and you know the potential to have the plaque and the bacteria. You know bacteria. Mm-hmm. Culturally, space,
mm-hmm.
particularly the central space. It's felt to be, you know, it's a good
it's
feature. It's
yeah.
a, it's cute, right?
Yeah.
It's cute, of course. And you know, sparrow come and sing a song, mm-hmm. and now the whole region uses that as the reason why space thief. You know, it is a good thing. But really, the issue of keeping it clean and you know the potential harboring of the plaque, that is something I think that most people don't think of. I think mm-hmm. people figure it's easier to not have things trapped there because there is space. So what you're explaining is, you know, almost kind of opposite to what I think maybe a lot of people would think about gaps, spaces.
Yeah. Think of it this way, right? If you the front diastema, when you speak, you inhale and exhale air.
Mm.
Air passes straight through that window. It dries the tooth a lot faster than the rest of your mouth. Now, dry mouth and dry teeth attract plaque a lot faster.
Mm.
That's why diabetics usually have a lot more gingivitis and periodontal problems,
mm-hmm.
because plaque stays on their teeth a lot more often than a regular patient. Certain medications they take just dry them off completely.
Oh, yes.
Even without the medication, their mouth usually is dry.
Really dry.
And you find those patients with a lot more plaque buildup than anybody else.
Oh.
Okay, most times. Dry mouth is a diagnosis of diabetes.
Mm.
If somebody comes with certain like no levels of plaque and consistency, you ask them, hey, when don't you check your sugar?
Mm.
And right there and there, you can the person can be pre-diagnosed with diabetes. They have to go to their doctor, obviously,
yes.
but that's where we find it, sometimes in the dental chair.
Mm.
So in the case yeah. of the diastemas, those dry surfaces of the teeth will hold plaque.
Wow, okay.
They will hold plaque. The saliva will... Yes, the saliva will flow, but just speaking alone, just everyday use of your mouth will cause that plaque to stay there.
So cool. Just quickly, before I know our time is...
Oh, quick, yes, quick mm-hmm.
it's
wow.
come to end. But as you're speaking about, you know, dry mouth, and we spoke about chewing of gum
mm-hmm.
last time to encourage salivation.
Yes.
So would you encourage individuals who suffer with dry mouth or have spaces to chew gum more frequently, more specifically trying it?
Well, okay. I'll be very careful with this particular question because I got in trouble last time.
Uh-huh.
These are my views and not necessarily the views of the dental department because... the more senior dentists, they sincerely believe that chewing gum is not an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
But I was clear last time that
if you
gum chewing
brush.
Is not an alternative to
yes,
healthcare. Right?
Yes.
Secondly, yes, chewing of gum, I would recommend it in those cases where
mm-hmm.
the patients have dry mouth. But sugar-free gum.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Sugar-free gum. The sweeteners have their effects on the body as well. They have their disadvantages, but we sometimes have to compare and contrast.
Right.
How many other foods are we consuming out there with those sweeteners in there,
exactly.
and we don't make it an issue?
Mm-hmm.
So the chewing of the gum for what, half an hour after you eat, it probably half an hour of exposure to the aspartame or other sweeteners that might be out there, but it can help you in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
It can save your teeth, you know, for a few more years.
A few more years.
Yeah, Dr. John, I can tell you, well, she had admitted that the last time she chews gum, so that's why she wanted to
make sure it is not an alternative. Remember that.
Yes. I understood that part.
Right.
Yeah, she wanted to make sure. She wanted to safeguard her own self and her practices. But anyway, really, I really appreciate the advice. Really appreciate the interview. We are already at the end of our time. It is 11:31 a.m. Dr. John, you had quite a lot of people, you know, shouting you out on the Facebook Live. So I just want to acknowledge the people who are listening live on Facebook as well and who will who were commenting. I really, as I said, appreciate you. And this is the second time coming on Health Vibes and really
thank
kind of
in,
yes, really enlightening us about oral health, the importance of keeping proper care, taking proper care of our mouths and all the negatives that may occur if we don't take heed.
Yep.
Yeah. So I hope not to be in Dr. John's chair for any
wrong reasons.
For any wrong reasons. And you know, to have what's the theme? Repeat the theme.
Be proud of your mouth for a lifetime of smiles.
Right. Be proud of your mouth for a lifetime of smiles. And I'm always smiling, so I need to make sure that, you know, I keep the oral health care.
Before
together.
You close, please, just to include something, tomorrow morning outside of Joy's Pharmacy, we will have an oral health presentation, sort of an exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, King George V Street. Okay. So thank you very much to Joy's Pharmacy on behalf of the dental department. Mr. Lando has always been there for us, and I'm pretty sure the dentists and the staff at the department would like to share those words. Thank you, Mr. Lando. Thank you, Joyce Pharmacy, for your content support. So tomorrow, the public can come see us.
From
join
what time?
Us. I think it's from 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, from 9 a.m.
That's our main branch, King George.
King George the Fifth Street. Okay, so dental health exhibition.
Dental exhibition, where we'll have displays on different content, sugar content of different foods.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask your questions there. Questions that we probably couldn't answer here. You can ask your questions tomorrow. We'll have most of our dentists on board.
Nice, very nice.
Way more experienced than me, so way more answers to questions.
Okay, thank you.
We will look forward to that. So,
thank
Dr.
you.
John, thank you so much for joining us. And we are signing off here on another episode from another episode of Jolly's Health Vibes. We hope to join you next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. In the meantime, do enjoy the rest of your week. Keep it healthy. And we will be back next week right here on your airways on Q95.
Awesome.
Goodbye.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.